Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Hey, good morning, everybody. Rich Sheeman sitting in for Vince today. I'm going to be going solo. So what I usually do, folks, is, well, by the way, I want to thank Jason for engineering the broadcast from Minnesota. We couldn't do it without you guys, Jason, so thank you. And Vince is taking off today. He's working on his refrigerator and others like that to, he's trying to figure out a way to use less energy and create more functionality. So, you know, Vince likes to tinker with that kind of stuff and cars and all that stuff, which is heck not my forte at all, but, Vince enjoys doing that. And I'm sure he's going to give you details when he gets back on the air tomorrow. So anyway, what I try and do, folks, is because I have limited time. For those of you who might be new listeners, I'm just trying to give you a brief summary of, I hate to use the word style, but I read a lot of articles published in the public domain. I watch a lot of interviews. And one of my pet peeves is when, when the situation, the author, or the interviewer, or E, takes too long to deliver the bullet points, as a pet peeve of mine. So I try to give you published articles and interviews in the public domain based on facts, proof, evidence, truth. I talk a lot about the psyops behind all these subliminal messaging, the Hegelian dialect, media propaganda, the professional wordsmithing. So you can understand how they're trying to distract, dumb down, and divide not just the American people, but the people around the world. So I try to reduce speculation, guesswork, crystal ball theories, philosophy, hopium, and small talk so you can get as much information in a very short amount of time. And like we always say on USAPrepares.com, do not believe a word we say, even though we put hours and hours of reading and research into this. I always say this. I put it in the book. I say this no matter where I'm being interviewed, on any venue, any talk, do your own reading, your own research, and your own verification. This is the era that we're in. You cannot believe anything that comes from Washington, D.C., the mainstream media, any of the institutions, organizations, NGOs, they're all crooked. They're all corrupt. And I'm not saying it because it's my opinion. It's because of the articles that we have given over at least my 12 years on national radio, and things are getting way worse. So typically, I come out with a theme or a metaphor or something about the day's broadcast. Today, it's going to be kind of all over the place, and it's going to be titled in many different ways. Lowering the bars of standards and qualifications for a job, corruption, treason, unconstitutional behavior, no accountability, and yes, stupidity and grifting. So it's a pretty lengthy theme, if you will. Pardon me, I'm not sick. I had granola for breakfast. All right. right, folks. So what I do in the beginning before I go into different categories like financial or economic or healthcare or even political stuff is I break down a variety package of different articles and interviews that I share with you in the beginning of the broadcast, and that's what I'm going to do right now. So that being said, here we go. Basically, information has come out about Google, and you got to be, we know big tech is part of the corrupt system. Google currently employs 165 people, at least, in high-ranking positions. Guess where from? The intelligence community. Remember Google's trust and safety team? Well, it's managed by three ex-CIA agents who control misinformation and hate speech. See, they give the information, they pretend to be benevolent. Oh, so people don't get insulted. They don't get offended. Hate speech, right? Or misinformation. They are the arbiters. They are the inventors of misinformation. And here's the intelligence breakdown. CIA, 27 people. FBI, 52 people. NSA, 30 people. DHS, 50, and ODNI, 6. Are you surprised? Are you shocked? I'm pretty sure nobody spilled their coffee from that report. Next article. EPA cracks down on trucking industry to push an all-electric fleet. The reason why I mention this is because this is just another tool to attack the little guy, the bottom 93% of basically income. So it makes the citizen, the little guy, the poor slash middle class, in other words, the tax slave, where you're living paycheck to paycheck, and we've given articles. And that's why I connect a lot of these dots with articles I've given a week ago, a month ago, a year ago, 10 years ago. As you know, 63% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. So when you hear all this equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, equity, it's all BS. These are politically correct buzzwords to make you think they're there to help you, but what they're doing is bringing in tyranny, authoritarianism, Marxism, basically everything under Nazism that we've seen in history is what they're ushering in right now. Next, local governments loot home equity from homeowners to cover property tax debts. What this article basically says is how local governments are robbing the little people, especially the elderly people. So when someone forgets or can't afford to pay their property taxes, these governments come in, and you got to check. I got to put a disclaimer in here. Every state does it different. Okay, you need to check what states you're in. And that's a big reason why so many, in one of the articles I had today somewhere in my pile here, is that the exodus from the blue states is astounding. It's mind-blowing. And it starts with California, New York, and again, imagine my shock. So what these governments are doing is when someone owes the property tax and they don't pay it for whatever reason, they literally, and that's why you're not allowed to pay property taxes ahead 5-10 years, because they want to get you. They want to set you up, and they want to take what you've got and what you've earned. So these local governments, you don't pay your property taxes, they take away your property, they sell the property, and not only do they take the money that you owed them, they take all of the equity from the sale, and they make huge profits. And what are we seeing with foreclosures? What are we seeing with bankruptcies and delinquencies? They're all going in the wrong direction. So you have to be aware of your local government, and if your local government was truly American, they would at the very least eliminate property tax, or at the very, very least say, okay, once you become a senior citizen, you don't have to pay property taxes anymore. But see, they don't want to do that because they want to set you up for failure. They want to take what you got. They want to take what you earned. Next, Democrat New York lawmakers vote themselves a whopping 29% pay raise, now make $142,000 annually. So while you are suffering to pay your mortgage or rent, pay your food, pay your health care, which most people don't even have anymore, these lawmakers, these government employees are voting themselves huge pay raises. Think about that. Next, many states pay families unemployment benefits larger than job salaries. This is part of the delegitimization of work. Once they get you on some type of corporate or state-run beer money, that's how they control you. Now, keep in mind, when I say corporate slash state or government, it's the same thing because we have entered a fascist system. Think about how dumb these people think you are. Because with all this Antifa and all this stuff, yelling fascism against the Republicans, that's what they do. The Democrats and the rhino trader sellout Republicans, that's what they do. They project what they're doing onto other people. They're passing the blame. They're passing the buck because they think you're that stupid. Next. All right, this is, I'm sure most people heard about this. I've referred to this in the past few weeks, but this is more specific with details. Basically, starting now, beginning of this year, Biden has increased five major U.S. tax bills, big time, and in the billions of natural gas tax, in the billions of crude oil tax, in the billions of coal tax, in the incredible billions that's going to hit your nest egg, like 401ks, IRAs, and pension plans, billions in corporate income tax hike, which is going to be pushed on to households. Look, they need to usher in the Green New Deal, the Great Reset, and they got to take down America to have nothing, just like some parts of the world. That's how they control the people. We're seeing lifetime a consolidation of power, money, and control. And we've connected these dots many, many times. All right, moving on here. India, this is an article that basically talks about India is buying approximately two times more silver than the USA, China, and Japan combined. Now, keep in mind, India, now there are some very wealthy people, but most people are very poor, but they're still buying this. This is a major, major tell on what's going on. And gold prices are soaring in Egypt as local currency weakens. So what we need to keep in mind, if the system is this corrupt and the system is printing money out of thin air, why can't we have a plan B? And you got to notice that there's different prices in different countries, because especially in America, it's so corrupt and manipulated. They're using naked shorts and paper contracts to keep prices down. That's why you're seeing premium prices of gold and silver shoot up, because you can't get. We as a people have to eliminate the paper price. It's not going to be done by official authorities, because there are no official authorities. It's just state control to consolidate power, money, control. We'll be right back, folks. We appreciate you being here, and we'll be right back after this break.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Rich Sheben sitting in for Vince. I'm monologuing today. So I am going to still stay with my pack of articles and interviews in the variety package before I go into specific categories. So I'm going to kind of, I got a few on healthcare here. And as you know, I do quite a bit on healthcare. So this is an article about a 16-year-old hockey player who died on Christmas Day after suffering multiple strokes. I'm pretty sure we don't need any speculation on why people are dying. Young people, it's very obvious, isn't it? And what we're seeing is on all these people who are dying suddenly is that in the comment section, I am noticing so many that are getting really pissed off, really tired of this murder. And most people are calling for Nuremberg trials and tribunals, just like what happened with the Bills player last night. They're literally trying to normalize where healthy 24-year-olds have heart attacks. It's getting very, very disturbing, but it just shows how stupid they think we all are. So here, breaking, Bills player collapses on Monday Night Football. CPR administered life or death game is suspended. And I'm going to read a quote from Dr. Peter McCullough, who just wrote somebody, and I'm going to read it. This is a quote. I'm very careful when I talk about health care, when I give any comments, even if it sounds like advice, everything that I give is from physicians, researchers, and scientists, whether they come from interviews or articles published in the public domain, and I do my best to my ability to vet them for authenticity. And this is what Dr. Peter McCullough said at 7:54 p.m. and when this quote was timestamped. I watched the play live, both as a fan and a cardiologist, and I saw blunt neck and chest trauma, a brief recovery after the tackle, and then a classic cardiac arrest. I have communicated to one of the most experienced trainers in the world, and we agree that it was a cardiac arrest in the setting of a big surge of adrenaline. If Damar Hamlin indeed took one of the COVID-19 vaccines, then subclinical vaccine-induced myocarditis must be considered in the differential diagnosis. We have been told that he was successfully defibrillated on the field and has been intubated and is not spontaneously breathing, which is consistent with anoxic encephalopathy. The nation prays for his complete recovery. Well, a lot of the articles and comments that I'm reading are things like, none of them's really good. The words like sedated, words like further treatment and testing, words like critical condition, words like will never fully recover. And it's very disturbing, folks. It really is. I can talk about this for an hour, but I'm not going to because I have so much information I want to give to you, the listeners. Next, hospital in Peru is reporting 60,000 cases associated with thrombosis in the last 6 months. What do you think that is, folks? 60,000 cases of thrombosis in the last 6 months. And, you know, when you have a disease that's caused by formations of blood clots, whether it be in the artery or the vein, if it blocks blood flow, these conditions are responsible for three of the leading causes of cardiovascular death in the world: heart attack, stroke, and pulmonary embolism. We all know where this is going, right, folks? Dr. Naomi Wolf reveals the White House had incriminating Pfizer documents before the emergency use authorization. I want you to think about that. What would you call that? Aiding and abetting murder? Could that be possible? Better not be despair, folks. Anger is a much better emotion.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy will find out today if he has secured the votes needed to become Speaker of the House as the 118th Congress opens today. On the other side of Congress, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell plans to mark his tenure as the Senate's longest-serving party leader with a speech this afternoon.
We just hope and pray to God that he's able to recover and be okay. That's what all the Bengal fans and everybody who's at the game really want.
I've never seen anything like it, and everyone, I've never heard a stadium so silent.
Fans react after watching a Buffalo Bill player suffer a heart attack after making a tackle in the first quarter of the Monday Night Football game last night. 24-year-old Bill safety Damar Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest before collapsing on the field and being sent to University of Cincinnati Medical Center. He is listed in critical condition Tuesday morning. Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you there? God, you're
take my
when you go to
the season
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
All right, folks, welcome back. Rich Sheepin sitting in for Vince today. Happy Tuesday. And, you know, as you've heard me say many times, you know, we're all paying for a lot of theater, a lot of propaganda, false flags, lies, and gaslighting. So we are going to have to make the difference. We, the people, we're going to have to be the judge and jury because the whole system, you know, judges, lawyers, courts, elections, it's all fraud. Keep in mind, fraud has no statute of limitations. No statute of limitations. So we have to realize a lot of these people are being bought and paid for. They're selling out their own people. They're selling out the Constitution. And this is our home. We're going to have to make a choice whether you want to keep the inherited freedom and Constitution that we have, and we have to decide if you're willing to fight for it or not. That's basically the bottom line. It's going to have to be done by we, the people, because the politicians, the judges, the bankers, the lawyers, and many more, they're more concerned about manufacturing their perception of self-importance, which is defined as self-interest and self-preservation. So the only way to deal with these sellouts is to educate the public, and the public become judge and jury, because nothing is real. Everything is bought and paid for. And this is why we have so much state control. They're losing parental rights. They're promoting and normalizing and legalizing pedophilia as we speak. You got to look at who the true domestic terrorists are, who the true insurrectionists are. And it's not we the people. I mean, death jabs, they're telling you what you can put in your body. I mean, marriage is now to the state, not to each other, because they want to eliminate family. I mean, people can see they're going after the weakest link with propaganda, with mind control. We have to be aware of that, because America, you're being canceled. They use design mind control. They use trigger words and psyops. They use 5G technology and frequency for control and behavior modification, making you live in a virtual reality world. This is why they create victim group status. They want controlled emotional reactions. Basically, we have to be aware of the death, the destruction, the treason, sedition, all done through mostly political correctness. We are reaping the benefits, and I say that in quotes, of so much inaction towards political correctness. And the benefits are no justice, no prosperity, no life. Basically, when you have so-called people bragging about how they're official authorities and experts, and they give you no credibility and no transparency for these politically correct buzzwords, they have literally, right in front of you, betrayed the trust of the people, corrupted their profession. So what are you going to do about it, is the question. All right, I'm going to go back into more articles here, folks, or interviews, whatever. This is a pretty lengthy study, but basically the bullet point of the breakdown is they were looking at COVID deaths in the last 6 months on a per capita basis, and that's how it's grouped by nations. And basically, if you've taken 0 to 0.5 doses, there's hardly, you can barely even see a blip. 0.5 to 1 dose, you see a little increase in death. Now, when you take 1 to 2 doses, and obviously 2 or more, it goes through the roof as far as overall deaths from the vaccine. So people are waking up all over the place to this. And it depends. Each, you know, all these articles we've given, this is why I refer to past articles. The vials are different in so many, not just manufacturing, but even different vials from the same manufacturer. I mean, I've given articles where by physicians, scientists, and researchers, that if you get injected, did they inject you in a vein or artery? Did they inject you just in muscle? What, how many, you know, what other comorbidities did you have? You know, there's so many different aspects to the efficacy and safety depending on different people, on how they were, you know, injected and things like that. And this is where you have to do your reading and research. Okay, here's a very interesting, I'm just going to give you the bullet point here. There's a guy in Shanghai, obviously China. He was holding up a newspaper dated December 22nd, 2022. December 22nd, 2022. And basically, he's basically debunking all the Shanghai COVID lines by going to emergency rooms and showing There's no line, no people dying on the streets, no crowded hospitals, but they want you to believe the lie in the West that COVID is starting again. Now, with all the, and I even have many articles of all the Chinese coming here, are they infected with a bioweapon? I don't know. But all I know is anything that you get from official authorities or experts right now needs to be scrutinized. Even if it's the word it. What did Bill Clinton, remember when he was going through that the scandal about having sex in the White House with that woman? I can't think of her name right now. And didn't he say something like, well, it all depends on how you define the word it or if or something crazy like that? So, really, even if it's a two-word preposition, I would still scrutinize anything that comes from the powers that be. And I mean everything. Okay, here's an article. Basically, I'm just going to read the headline. Confidential Pfizer and government documents confirm ADE, VAED, and AIDS due to COVID-19 vaccination leading to millions of people dying suddenly and still counting. Now, I know this audience is aware that ADE is antibody-dependent enhancement, and VAED is vaccine-associated enhanced disease, and we all know what AIDS is, but you usually hear it or read it with the letter V as in Victor in front of it, meaning vaccine AIDS, which is acquired immune deficiency syndrome. Okay, I got to move on, folks. I wish I had more time, but I don't. Dr. Robert Malone confirms mRNA vaccines are coming for your livestock. They're anticipating rollouts of the mRNA COVID vaccines for all of our livestock now. Dr. Robert Malone is an excellent source. Now, I want you to think about this. They're literally saying, I mean, you can't get more totalitarian, authoritarian Nazism than this. They're going to come on your property and inject your animals. And once it gets to that point, you can't even go to a restaurant because you don't know if you're being served some type of spike protein mRNA technology. Now, keep in mind this technology, and I'm going to, you know, I paraphrase and quote a lot of experts that are true patriots because we have to judge people by the prick effect. Patriotism, intelligence, and courage. Courage is the ability, desire, and willingness to be hated for telling the truth. Now, Karen Kingston made it very clear that these mRNA vaccines can't infect a human unless it's merged with lipid nanoparticle technology. I want you to think about that. And even saying now, she's found information where, this is in their words, their patents, their paperwork. Lipid nanoparticles are also called bio-hybrid microbots, as per Karen Kingston. I want you to think about that, folks. This is very dangerous stuff. So we have to be aware that when they created this bioweapon, they're calling it a spike protein, but the spike protein is lab-made, and they include toxins in this, and it's merged with other lipid nanoparticle technology, and that's in the vaccine, also called the bioweapon. So she even says that it could be aerosolized, put in your food, put in your water, and that's what happened in the Wuhan market in the beginning. So when you get injected, she says you have no defense if it goes into your bloodstream. No defense. So the people who are getting this are becoming a gain-of-function laboratory and can infect other people, and that's in the DARPA paperwork. This is all coming from Karen Kingston, who is, if I rated her from the pick effect, on a scale of 10, she would be an 11. You understand? She makes it very clear that this, and she's got all the evidence. Go to her website. Go read her Substack, please. She makes it very clear that this nanoparticle technology, which includes graphene oxide, is hijacking the human genome. And she's got the patents. She's got the paperwork. She's got the receipts. It's a bioweapon that's part biology and part technology. And it's activated by frequencies and quantum dot technology, which targets the brain, hearts, and lungs. And she says even not just 5G and fiber optic networks contribute to this activation, but even LED lights. This is an AI bioweapon, folks, because they want transhumanism. They want to manipulate your consciousness, your memory, your central nervous system, assuming you survive. And that's why this nanotechnology and 5G contributes to the genocide, eugenics, and control of depopulation. When I say control, they want to dumb you down with this technology. And this is why they are implementing robotics, automation, artificial intelligence to take your job. It's all part of the PSYOP, folks. Look at all the information that we gave on all these people who had exemptions from the jab. Congress, the CDC, the FDA, people who were pushing and approving this stuff, the White House, Postal Service, 80,000 Health and Human Service employees. Think about this. All the people who were telling you to take it got exemptions. How about 6 million plus illegal unvetted immigrants? How about 8 million Chinese exchange students? What does that tell you, folks? What does that tell you? All right. See, I go off into these tangents with all these details, and I look at the time, and I don't stand a chance on giving everything that I prepared for. Rasmussen just came out with a poll. 73 million Americans say they know someone personally that they think died from the COVID vaccines. Now, I want you to think about how many people are not admitting it, or the powers that be are not admitting it, because the system, the doctors, the clinics, the hospitals, which we've given tons of information, literally are saying that COVID killed these people so they can get bonuses. Look, there's no... Are those good doctors who do stuff like that? Are there good teachers when they're willing to look the other way and teach gender reassignment or giving BJs to boys for drag queen story hour? Well, what about open borders? Proponents of depopulation. Are those good people?
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rant for the commercial break about, our good teachers. There are some good teachers. Oh, there are some good FBI, especially at lower levels. Well, they've been complicit in election fraud. You know, the Twitter files mentioned all this. You got the Whitmer kidnapping plot. You got SWAT raids on conservatives. You got January 6th plans to choreograph an insurrection. You got infiltration of Proud Boys. You got secret subpoenas during Spygate. Look, what the bottom line is here, folks, is that it boils down to one common denominator, whether you put it under a political correctness or whatever. But basically, too many people care less about their country and more about their paycheck and their pension and their benefit package. The common denominator boils down to one thing. We are allowing the powers that be to lower the bars of standards and expectations and qualifications and merit for doing your job. We're allowing bribery, blackmail, threats, and all this psychological profiling of big corporate employees and government employees to be hired because they're willing to sell out their country for their own personal gain. They're being hired because they can be manipulated. So I'm tired of hearing all these good teachers, all this good FBI at the lower levels, all this good, you know what? I'm tired of it. If you don't speak up and be a whistleblower, if you don't put your life on the line for your country, you're not a good teacher. You're not a good FBI agent. You're not a good lawyer or judge or politician. You're not. All right. Pardon my tangent there, folks. But I'm mentioning some pretty serious stuff here, and I think people are just getting sick and tired of all the BS. Okay, Joe Biden demands Chinese travelers provide negative COVID test after calling Trump's 2020 COVID response nakedly xenophobic. Not only is that article true, but I want to remind people, I've given lots of articles that the fact that these tests can infect you with something. It's not from me. It's from the article I've given over the past couple of years. Okay, you will not drive outside your assigned area. Basically, what this is, is basically you've probably all heard of the 15-minute cities, and they want to install kill switches in every new car and truck and SUV sold in this country. So basically, they want to keep you controlled and managed in your little circle. Okay? So I want you to think about all that, because this is why we have to go back to maybe even living without electricity. Think about basics: food, water, shelter, energy, and think about the skill sets and the preparation that needs to be basically enhanced and learned by us in order to survive what's coming. Okay, what I'm going to do is go into healthcare, and I'm going to have to speed things up. So here we go. I'm sure I'm going to give a few comments here and there, but there's so much information you need to know. And then I'm going to go to economics, and then I'm going to go into more stuff. And I'm going to be deleting a lot because of time. Okay, here we are, healthcare. Anthony Fauci admits he promoted pandemic gain-of-function research in 2018 despite continued denial. He's on video giving a presentation with the words gain-of-function that he's talking about in his slide. This is how dumb they think you are. This is how they gaslight you, folks. It's like sticking their hand in your pocket and pulling out dollar bills, and you saying, what do you do? And they say, nothing. That's what's going on, folks. That's how dumb they think you are. I want to remind you that Dr. Ryan Cole, this is a quote mentioned by Fauci. He literally doesn't want autopsies done on COVID patients. Why do you think that is, folks? Because they can tell. There's more evidence of the vaccine being a bioweapon. We don't need any more evidence, but just show you. And it's not, things aren't going to turn around because Fauci's gone. This is a hydra, folks. The system is a hydra. You cut off one head, and you're going to have many corrupt heads who are bribed, blackmailed, and threatened right behind it. Next. The dam is breaking in Japan. Two more professors are speaking out against the vaccine. This is happening everywhere with the vice president of Germany. It's happening everywhere. But you heard it live on the independent / alternative / new media, whatever you want to call us, over 2 years ago. Pfizer's COVID jab could kill you, but New Zealand government wants you not to worry and get injected anyway. She remind you of Morticia down there in New Zealand? Next, study shows mRNA COVID vaccine damages heart muscle cells, leading to death. Death. Is there any other way to say that? No. Death. France is issuing firewood vouchers to starving, freezing citizens so they can survive the winter. This is a planned collapse, folks, across not just the Western world, but the world. We'll be right back after this break. We appreciate you being here.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.